Hey, Husker fans, I'm Jessica Cootie here with the new leader of Nebraska Athletics, Troy Dannon, who was just announced as the athletics director here at Nebraska. Well, welcome. What a way to start with two teams in March Madness.
I was going to say, I've spent a whole 18 hours in Lincoln, but a quick flight here and hopefully a quick flight Sunday to Corvallis. But it is a great way to start. But, you know, it speaks a little bit to the strength and the depth of the athletic department. But it's awesome to have both teams in the tournament. And you know, I know both coaches just a little bit, but really looking forward to getting to sit down with them and know them and their teams a little bit better.
So take me through the decision. Why Nebraska? Why was it the right fit for you and your family?
Well, you know, the goal was always in my career and our career to get back to the Midwest. And, you know, that never really presented itself. That opportunity didn't. And loved where I was, loved everything about it, loved the people. But when I got the call, which was really last Sunday, was the first call. Hey, would you be willing to talk to this person or that person? I talked to my wife, and it was kind of a dream come true because, number one, I never pictured myself with the opportunity to come to Lincoln. But yet, you know, growing up in Iowa in the late 70s and early 80s, Nebraska football was it. And if you were a college football fan, that's who you paid attention to. So I knew of it. I knew about it. I knew of the aura. I said yesterday to somebody, I'd always had this admiration for Nebraska, but never thought I could actually be a part of it. So when the call came, you know, the timing was tough, right? But you don't turn that call down. You don't pass that opportunity up. So not only did I have a chance to come home, you know, we're 3 hours away from our families now, but it's also a chance to be around a great program, great history, commitment, the give a darn factor, pretty high. So it's everything you want in a job, let alone where it's at.
Take me back to the beginning, your career path and wanting to get into being a leader of athletics. What was your why? What led you to want to be a leader in this position?
You know, go way, way back. When I was a student in Northern Iowa, Bob Bowlesby was the athletic director. And, you know, Bob went on to a great career, ultimately Big 12 commissioner before he retired. And he became my mentor. And I always wanted to be in college athletics, but had an opportunity to go work for the State High School Association. I thought I'd be there a year. I was there 18 and loved it. But then again, it's unique opportunities and timing. My alma mater called. You go back to your alma mater. And I was there at a great time and with a bunch of great coaches. After 8 years there, we'd had a lot of good things happen, and I got a call to go to an FBS football school, which is a step up, and live outside the state of Iowa for the first time. Great opportunity, great situation at Tulane. Again, surrounded by great people, and that's the key to all this. Surround yourself with great people. And I had it, and obviously we kind of climaxed with our Cotton Bowl win there a couple of years ago, and then I get the call to Washington, and again, great opportunity. Going into the Big Ten Conference, which is a big, big deal to me, because the work, the future of college athletics, the Big Ten, So here we are there at Washington, and then this call comes, and you know the rest is history now.
What are some of your ideals and philosophies that go into making a successful athletics department?
Well, number one, we have to realize nobody's job is to put themselves in a position to succeed. Everybody's job is to put somebody else in a position to succeed. And when you do that, then you have this great culture of everybody looking out and trying to elevate somebody else. I think that's really, really important. Who we work for. We have presidents and football coach. We work for the student athletes. And trying to put them in the best position to succeed. I always like to say, I've used a snow plow analogy from my Midwest day. No, not everybody's understood it where I went, but you know, our job is to plow a path to success for other people to follow. And so you get really good people, people who are motivated and wired on to be in the interest of someone else. And when you can put all those people together, you know, the possibilities are endless. At Nebraska in particular, resources are there, and resources come in a lot of ways, not just dollars, but it's people, and it's, you know, all the way to the governor's office, to everybody that I've interacted with. But I also know in the state, I know what the Cornhuskers mean to the state. And so we've got the right people. Everybody wants the same thing. You talk about alignment. That's what alignment is. Everybody wants the same thing. We may have different ideas on how to get there, but there's such great alignment for success at Nebraska.
I was reading up, some people that you've worked in the past have called you passionate. We just heard Coach Rule, Coach Hoiberg both say you're very competitive. Where does that fire come from, your fire and love of athletics?
Well, you know, and I refereed a lot, and Fred's talked about it a little bit. And I did referee Fred in high school, but I did some college ball, both football and basketball, and I just love the game. But one thing I know about the game is it's not – nothing's worth doing if you don't want to win. And you know, I talk about how many hours our athletes put in, and I mean, I'm not just talking about football, but any sport, any of the sports, any of the athletes, how many hours they put in. They live a life that no other college student lives. Their time to enjoy themselves is pretty limited. The pressure is something that no other college student experiences. And you do all of those things. Do you do them for the heck of it or for the sake of it? Or do you do it to win? You want to have success. And, you know, we all want to have success in the classroom. We demand success socially. We demand everyone be a good representative of the university. We should demand that on the field, too. Now, we don't control it. You know, we put ourselves in the best position we can. You know, if you're in lane three running, you can't control who's in lane four and how fast they run. But we need to make sure in lane three we run as fast as we can, and hopefully that's enough to put us in a position to win.
You have a little bit of a tie to Coach Rhule. What were the conversations like with him when you decided to make this decision to come to Nebraska?
So my tie, you know, goes back to his days at Temple and my days at Tulane, and maybe our mutual best friend being the athletic director at Penn State but was the athletic director at Temple. And so I'd spent some social time with Coach. My wife has spent some social time with Julie. So love them as people. Admire Matt as a coach. I've said this. I think he's the best coach in the country. It will reveal itself. He's gotten 1 year under his belt, but it will reveal itself to everyone. I like his passion, enthusiasm. I like that he cares. I like that he's a guy that you want to sit at the bar with and maybe have a beer, but at the same time, you're going to be proud when he's leading your program. When I talked to him about this, you know, part of the attraction of this was working with him. And knowing that he's there, because I know what the program can be when he's there. And, you know, as I told him, my job is to get things out of the way so he can succeed. His job is to tell me what needs to get out of the way.
How exciting is it to have a coaching staff, not only just including Coach Rhule, but Coach Hoiberg, Coach Williams, Coach Ravel, Will Bolt, the list goes on, but a group of passionate coaches that are in place for you to get to work with?
Well, I'm anxious to start talking to him. I talked a little bit to Coach Cook yesterday, and I want to sit down with him. I mean, he's the John Wooden of volleyball, right? And sitting at Northern Iowa, you know, we have great volleyball, but I followed Nebraska volleyball for a while. He always recruited a lot of Iowa kids. So the volleyball program, Will's doing a great job. I think they're top five in the RPI this year. Mark Manning obviously was a UNI guy, right? And I'm a huge wrestling fan. I love the sport of wrestling, so I'm glad to get back to it. But, yeah, and then it goes down and down, and there are a lot of coaches I want to talk to and learn about what we're doing there. But that roster of coaches, it starts with people. You know, and if you have good people, anything can happen if you put them in a position to succeed, and I think we've got great people.
It's been a whirlwind, but what are the next steps? How do you go about establishing what you want this direction to be here at Nebraska?
Well, you know, the first call I made was to Coach Osborne. You know, I hold him here. And you know, and I said, well, I want to get together with him next week. We talked for 15, 20 minutes. But, you know, I want to make sure that I don't mess anything up that's great. You know, somebody new comes in and, yeah, I want to do this, this, and this. The culture is great. The history is great. And history is a teacher. It's not necessarily the direction you need to take. But I need to understand the how and the why before I do something that may compromise why we're here and what we have going. So there is that. There's a lot of big questions I think that are going to be in front of me that I've got to get informed about, the stadium being one of them. And I really need to get to know the leadership team and the coaches to figure out what are their needs, what are their wants. You know, that I've got to understand who the people are. You know, it's my job to adapt to them and then try to figure out a way to lead them. When I met with the football team, I said, you know, I have the greatest job because I will not be the smartest person in the department in any respect in anything I do. I will be the least important person in the department to getting things done. But what I get to do is try to get everybody together and aligned and make sure we march in the same direction, make sure that when times are good, I can stay in the back, and when times are bad, I can be in the front to take the bullets for them to allow them to succeed. So it's a great job. Period. It's a great job. It doesn't matter where you do it as an athletic director, but particularly Nebraska, where I know how much everybody cares. And Nothing beats caring. Nothing beats passion.
College athletics has been such a changing landscape over the last several years. How have you been able to stay up with it and stay, again, in a position where you can lead a department through these times?
Well, about 5 years ago, I didn't grow up in this business. This is 17 years as an AD now, but I tried to get myself immersed in all the NCAA governance that I could. And I got on some of the more elite committees where I learned a lot about what the future is. I learned a lot about, the turmoil that we're in the legal system right now, where that's going to lead us. You know, part of my challenge and what I will tell the coaches and everybody in the department, we have to look around the corner. And the people that resisted NIL, it ran them over. And now they're trying to catch up, but they're behind. We cannot resist what lies in front of us, whether we believe in it ethically, morally, whether it's, I talk about romance a lot, it may not be part of the romance of the past. It doesn't matter. It's coming upon us. Let's get ahead of it. There's a time to be an early adopter and there's a time to be a late adopter. We need to be an early adopter. So guiding people around the corner, make sure all of us, not just me, but all of us are looking around the corner to the future and saying, how can we stay ahead? And when we're all doing that, we'll stay ahead. I think from the conversations I had leading up to the job, I just wanted to make sure that leadership was as progressive a mind as I think we have to be. And there is no doubt that's the case. So again, that alignment's there to guide us going forward.
What other message, what other things do Husker fans need to know as you take over this position?
People change. Coaches change, athletic directors change, the athletes change from time to time. The end never changes. The passion for the university, the ownership everyone has for it, that never changes, and it'll never change no matter who's in this position or any of the positions. And understanding that what everyone is, we are what has allowed us to be built by the alums, by the donors, by the fans, by the entire state. And that's not going to change. And their commitment, their passion can't change, shouldn't change, because it's allowed us to get to where we get. New people are going to come in. I think most of us will be smart enough to learn, listen, adapt, and adjust. Things will happen. I'll make decisions that people aren't happy with. That's part of the game. But I will never make a decision that I won't be able to justify and explain. Nothing's arbitrary in this business. So I think great times are ahead. It's probably everybody says, the future is brighter than I truly believe it. That's why Nebraska, my why. It's family. Yeah, it's home. It's Coach Rule. Yeah, it's history. But my why is I want to win going forward. I want to be a leader. I want people to look at us and say Nebraska is the standard that everyone else should attempt to achieve. And that can happen here. And that's my why.
Have you done your first official Go Big Red?
Actually, I did. Somebody said to me, you know what GBR means, right? I said, well, yeah, it's Go Big Red. I mean, I did a little bit of research before I took this job, so Go Big Red.
You'll be able to see that plenty of times here throughout this basketball tournament.
I have already figured out on my text, my signature is GBR Troy, so I'm ready to go.
I love it. Thank you so much for your time, and welcome to Nebraska. We're so happy to have you here.
I appreciate it. I'm really looking forward to what lies ahead.